Community builder Dana Smith is one half of the driving force behind Teachers Against Poverty.
Are you an Arden Prior native for life, or where did you grow up and when did you begin calling Arden Prior home?
I am born and raised in Arden Prior. Spent the first 2 years of my life in Fitz Roy Harbor, but have been here ever since, with the exception of Teachers College and university. But we have a family-run business here in town, so brought us to town, and like I said, we've been here ever since.
What organizations are you devoted to or have helped out by giving a helping hand with your time?
Well, I think it's always been something that I've found important. So we do work a lot with my kids at school, helping with the Arden Prior Food Bank and raising funds and doing food drives for them. I've been teaching now for almost 20 years, so I like to pull my kids into as much as I can, hopefully to foster the idea of giving back as well. We've done other charitable work for not necessarily local initiatives, but a tsunami and earthquakes. We did actually a shoe drive 1 year to send shoes to children in Haiti.
And tell me how Teachers Against Poverty came to be.
It's actually something that every school does. There just wasn't a formal name for it. And Nat Spratt, who is the other organizer of this organization, she and I just got to chatting one day about what we're seeing happening in our schools. And she's with the public board, I'm with the Catholic board, and really poverty knows no boundaries. And in all of our schools, and I speak to those in our county, teachers and caretakers and office staff, administration, support staff, they regularly feed kids, make lunches at home, drop them into their desks so that kids have food. And that's over and above the breakfast for learning programs and the hot lunch programs. It started really with one fundraising event to help families be fed a Christmas meal and have gifts to open. And from there, with the community support, it skyrocketed. But most recently, it's been the COVID relief and trying to ensure that our kids who aren't getting the regular support of food at school are still able to get that while they're at home.
Dana, what's your motivation for giving back?
I've been blessed with a great life, and I was raised to give back to the community right from the get-go. And my biggest memory, and the one thing that stands out, was a Christmas that I had as a child where my family sponsored three different families, and the idea that no child should be without a gift to open on Christmas morning, but more importantly, they should have food in their cupboards and they should have proper outside winter attire and clothing. And I think for Nat and I and our team, we all are just very passionate about making sure that no child goes without.
Why do you think community is so important?
I don't think we're anything without community. I think we are who we are because we help each other, and I think that's human nature, and I think that's what makes Arden Prior so beautiful, is that everybody helps each other out, and we come together in times of need. And I think that's why Arden Prior especially is going to come out of this COVID experience stronger, because everybody has everybody's back. And I think that's a pretty awesome feeling. Simple acts of kindness, I think, are really the starting point to greatness.
Dana Smith, who says, together we achieve. She's another Oldies 107.7 community builder.